Now, for foreign persons and companies that are residents of countries that do not have an income tax treaty with the United States, we then look to domestic law to determine how they will be taxed from a residency standpoint. Within the United States, a foreign person or entity will generally not be subject to U.S. net income taxation unless they are engaged in a U.S. trade or business and they have income that's effectively connected to that U.S. trade or business. Quantum of activity necessary to be considered to be engaged in a U.S. trade or business is quite low. Unfortunately, there is no bright line standard or safe harbor in this respect. Much of the jurisprudence in this area comes from old case law from the 30s and 40s to provide guidance to foreign taxpayers. But typically, it will, even though it's a very fairly low threshold, typically it requires some regular and continuous activity in the United States that's related to the production of income. So again, if a foreign company has a COVID-displaced person within the United States, the question is, will their activity be sufficient to create a U.S. trade or business and subject their foreign employer to United States taxation? An important principle is that foreign source income is generally not considered effectively connected income unless it's attributed to a fixed place of business in the United States. This is similar but not identical to the treaty concept of having a permanent establishment, fixed place of business, and income attributed or effectively connected is similar to the concept of attributing income to a permanent establishment. So here the question is, under domestic law, when we don't have a treaty, is the presence of the employee and their place that they're working, will that be considered a fixed place of business of their employer, creating the necessary elements for U.S. tax jurisdiction? Back earlier this year, the IRS issued Revenue Procedure 2020, and following that, issued some FAQ guidance that addressed the possible creation of a U.S. trade or business as a result of the COVID pandemic and having stranded residents within the U.S. Although the guidance is helpful, it's quite limited. And basically, it provides that a non-resident alien or a foreign corporation will not be treated as engaged in a U.S. trade or business solely as a result of the activity of stranded individuals that are temporarily present in the U.S. during the time period between February 1st and April 1st of this year, provided that those activities would not have been performed in the United States but for the travel restrictions. For those that are eligible, they are required to file a U.S. tax return, a Form 1040-NR, and they'll be required to file an IRS Form 8843, which is a statement for exempt individuals and individuals with a medical condition. So as I mentioned earlier, one of the key questions here is whether an employee's home office or office where they are telecommuting, is that a permanent establishment for treaty purposes or a fixed place of business under U.S. domestic law? And there's not a lot of clear answers here, but there's a lot of questions that have to be asked and considered. One will be the degree of permanency of use at that location. Is it a single location? Is the person moving around? We pretty much have Wi-Fi access everywhere now and easy to remote in from many places. Another important question is, under the U.S. income tax treaties, the place of business must be considered to be at the disposal of the employer. If it's not at their disposal, then it's typically not considered attributable to the employer. The duration and frequency of use of the office or place that people are telecommuting is another important consideration, as is the determination as to whether or not the individual is being required by their employer to telecommute. For example, their office is closed. And that happens to be the case at my firm. All of our global offices right now, people are not permitted to return and work in the offices, except for a few very limited essential workers, primarily on the IT side. And then lastly, even if not prohibited by the employer, are there governmental restrictions in place? And as you know, there are many businesses in the U.S. and abroad where there's a complete shutdown, bars, restaurants, retail, certain retail, brick and mortar type establishments.